Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Is this Runaround from Blues Traveler? Is that what it is, Brian? Okay, this song played during a baseball game in North Dakota over the weekend. And if you need a little pick-me-up today, you need a smile, check it out. Because there's two teams playing, and Kevin, I don't know what their league is, but one is called the Grafton Spoilers, the other is called the Rugby Panthers. And these prairie dogs pop up on the field during the game. And the DJ in the booth starts playing that song, Runaround by Blues Traveler. And they get another shot off, and they pop up again, and they're running all over, and the ball players are, like, distressed, and the DJ hits Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And it's just one of those videos that will make you laugh and smile, so Google it today and check it out.
I saw it. It's hilarious.
Prairie dogs. Only in North Dakota. Hey, I'm Lisa Dent. That's Kevin Powell. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary Vandeveld. We're all back. Thanks for joining us for Chicago's Afternoon News. On the phone is the Illinois Senate President, Don Harmon. How are you today, Don?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the air.
Well, thanks for joining us, because everybody's talking about the money that has been allocated to help pick people up a little bit. First of all, I'm intrigued by the $200 million that is going to be used to help fight crime. Can you tell us in what direction that money is going to be used?
A variety of things. We want to make sure police officers have the tools they need, like body cameras and the like. We also help fund the state police's largest cadet class in an awful long time, so they'll have three classes going through this year.
Now, what about the money? Can you break it down for us that you are hoping will improve the lives of people in our state?
Absolutely. We had an unusual year with more revenue than we expected, and we thought one of the best things we could do was send a lot of that money back to taxpayers. So the governor had proposed an innovative budget. It included a one-year suspension of the state sales tax on groceries. We're freezing the motor fuel tax for 6 months. We're going to be able to double the property tax relief that's included in the annual income tax, and that would be in the form of a check sent back to most households with homes, up to $300 per household. We're also providing some direct relief to working families, a tax refund, $50 per filer, but an additional $100 per dependent. So a family of four, two parents, two kids could expect a check for $300, and a working mom, single with three kids, could get $350. We also found ways to add some relief back to school sales tax holiday. So when you're doing your shopping for clothes or school supplies this year, there'll be a window where there's no sales tax attached. And we've also been able to make permanent an expansion of the earned income tax credit, one of the most effective ways of helping working class families.
Senate President, John Williams and Eric Zorn were on talking earlier today about the suspension of the gas tax, or the freeze of it, and the grocery set tax, that the retailers, the gas stations and grocery stores, are going to be responsible for either posting signs or putting it on their receipts that the bill is smaller in part because the state government reduced or froze this tax. Why should the businesses be responsible for that cost of doing that? I mean, it seems sort of like a campaign commercial for the party who passed it rather than information for the consumer.
Well, this idea came from the last time we did a gas tax relief at the pump, actually under Republican control in the 1990s. It's important with the gas tax in particular because the way gas is priced, you pay the price on the pump. We want to make sure people know that there's some relief, and that the gas stations just don't use the opportunity to put that money in their pocket.
We're speaking with Illinois Senate President Don Harmon, who represents Oak Brook. The Democrats agreed on an election year state budget with $1.8 billion in largely temporary tax relief. And I'm sure you're hearing from your constituents, but here's a text that just came in. I say the state should put it in the pension fund instead of the gas tax break and grocery tax break. And no, I don't receive a pension from the state. Other people are saying it will not make a difference in my life. Illinois is so deep in the red it cannot afford this tax break. Get the balance, or get the budget balance, get the debt paid down, then give a surplus back to taxpayers. So nothing like, you know, getting a little kickback when you're, I mean, like a, what do they call it? Kicking a gift horse in the mouth or something, my mom used to say, when you're trying to do something. But I feel that a lot of people, I'm included in that group, think that tax gas break isn't going to make a difference in my life. And in the scope of people making $200,000 and getting $100 or $200 or $300 back is not going to make a grand difference in their life. I think people feel that scope is too big. If you were to help people who made under $100,000, it might be different. So what kind of pushback are you seeing on this, and what are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, I have great news to report first. The first thing we did was we paid off all of the state's short-term debt. So all of our bills are paid. We paid off the backlog of unpaid bills to our health care providers. We've put money back in all the funds that were used to sustain budgets in more challenging years. And we put $500 million more into the pension funds than we were scheduled to. And we put $1 billion into the state rainy day fund, a fund that has had no money in it for as long as I can remember. And even with all of those bills paid and money squirreled away for a more challenging day, we still have surplus revenues. And the responsible thing then is to give that back to the taxpayers. Would we have liked to have done more? Sure. We were able to drive a lot of it through the earned income tax credit to the families that need it most. And it's really a child-centric program. So, a single filer earning $200,000 is going to get $50. But that single working mom with four kids is going to get $350. And I'll bet it makes a big difference in her life.
Yeah, for sure. So that single filer, the $50, you had to include it because you wanted to make it equal across the state?
We were trying to come up with a fair way to do this, but still drive the money to the places where it was needed the most. We really didn't think we could say no money for single filers and all the money goes to filers with dependents. So we came up with this model that is, it drives the money to those who have dependents that are relying on them.
And about the rainy day fund, what will that be used for in the future? Who has access to determine how that is used?
The state controller who writes the state's checks has some ability to use it for cash flow issues. But more than that, it really is there for future budgets. If the economy takes a turn south, it's good to have a little money socked away. At the same time, I think taxpayers who are struggling with inflationary pressures and needing to balance their own home budgets would say, you've got an awful lot of extra money that you didn't expect with the state. You can't put it all away in your own bank account and deprive me and my family of having a little in our bank account, too. So we try to strike that balance.
A lot of that extra money, of course, came from the federal government. It went to all states. But how did Illinois end up doing during the pandemic when it comes to tax revenue? I recall reading somewhere, I think, President, that you got more revenue than you were expecting. How did the pandemic impact the tax coffers?
It really was a bit of a surprise. You know, 2 years ago when we thought the economy was going off the cliff, we were battening down the hatches, and I'm glad that we took such a responsible approach to budgeting. In the end, I think that the federal stimulus package worked remarkably well. We don't have really any direct federal revenue in our annual general revenue fund budget, but we certainly were the beneficiary of increased economic activity across the country. The folks who did well during the pandemic seem to have done really well, and so we've seen a significant uptick in the corporate income tax receipts as well as individual income tax receipts, particularly at the higher end of the wage scale.
Well, thank you for joining us, Illinois Senate President Don Harmon of Oak Park. We appreciate your time this afternoon on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
Hey, coming up next, a story that is all about humanity. That's after Steve Bertrand's newscast on 720 WGN.
We're Chicago's very own WGN.